Happy Wednesday. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Gracie with you. Hope you've had a wonderful day at the office today. We are now into the stretch run of the week, heading towards the weekend once again. Wish I could tell you the rain was not going to affect us, but it looks like it will. Seeing some storm clouds, some dark clouds as well. No severe weather warnings, though, so that is some good news, although not nearly as nice as it was 24 hours ago. We'll try to do better tomorrow. All of the top stories here nationally, locally, around the world are coming up here in this hour of Pensacola right now. And we start where everybody's mind is, a lot of the water cooler talk around the search efforts to try to locate the missing submersible, as we are now less than 24 hours of oxygen remaining if the five people on board that submersible are still alive. The Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick providing an update to the worldwide media earlier today.
We currently have five surface assets searching for the Titan, and we expect 10 total surface assets to search in the next 24 to 48 hours.
So when I woke up this morning, I was scouring just to see if there had been any new developments, and the developments was that some planes were picking up some underwater noises that were heard, and the media spent a good part of the time peppering them with questions about, you know, what kind of sounds it was, how frequently they were, could this have been them in the submarine trying to get the attention. They said that we really just can't hone in on what exactly the sounds were. Is, you know, in the ocean, there's all kinds of sounds, but he said they did have experts on it. They did kind of target their search in the area around where the sounds were heard, and so far those have not yielded any results. So the search is continuing. I guess one silver lining is that today being the first day of summer, there is going to be a little bit more sunlight out there. So hopefully the weather is good, can provide search crews with a little bit more sunlight as we are heading into now the last hours that of oxygen that this submarine, or submersible rather, would have if the five are still alive. Elsewhere today, an explosion in central Paris, leaving more than two dozen people injured. French police said at least 29 people hurt, four in critical condition. Crews are also searching for two people that are missing in the rubble of a damaged building that housed the Paris American Academy, which is attended by mostly international students, most being from the U.S., and also legislation aimed at protecting LGBTQ people from discrimination being reintroduced by Democrats today. The Equality Act would expand federal civil rights to stop discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in areas including employment, housing, education, and federal funding. Those are our top three stories today. We now head locally to get a check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, we do have some rain throughout our area, and we are seeing some slowdowns on I-10. Well, we do have some rain in our area, and we are seeing some slowdowns as well. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear. We do have some slow traffic on Gulf Beach Highway. This is going to be due to an accident on top of just typical afternoon traffic as you're heading eastbound towards Fairfield Drive. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some rain in the area. Taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, the heavy rain is going to be just north of Milton, north of I-10. It's going to be throughout Molino, McDavid, and Century, and it is moving southbound towards the coast. So just expect some rain showers throughout the rest of this evening. I'm Gracie on News Radio 93 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at some local stories here today, starting in Santa Rosa County, where Commissioner James Calkins wants it on the record that the county does not support pornographic books in public schools. He's bringing a resolution forward asking for just that at tomorrow's meeting. Earlier this month, the board heard from Vicki Baggett, a teacher at Escambia Northview High School.
When I started checking into Santa Rosa County Library's books, I actually emailed the head of the Library Media District Center. Her email back to me was that there were no inappropriate books whatsoever in Santa Rosa School District. I beg to differ.
So the Santa Rosa chapter of Moms for Liberty has been more directly involved with the school district in calling for around 65 books to be removed from schools and libraries, and that group is chaired by Calkin's wife, Maria. In the Channel 3 update there at 5, you heard from Sade Ray's reports out at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, an update and getting confirmation now from the Sheriff's Office that they are not going to bring charges in the case involving Nico's sushi restaurant in Pace. Here's Major Roman Jackson.
You can believe something, but you have to have something to stand behind it. So what I would say is that this is a closed case at this time because we've exhausted leads.
And this one has kind of just developed into a bizarre case where, you know, there's a lot of stories. And, you know, we heard from Sheriff Bob Johnson earlier this week. He was on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew and hinted that this would be the outcome because there's just a lack of eyewitnesses and there's a lack of surveillance footage to be able to clearly see and tell and to be able to prosecute without a reasonable doubt that a crime was committed. And there was employees questioned. Obviously, they, you know, interviewed the people who were hospitalized from that, and the investigation seemed to center around a questionable figure that was wearing a hibachi chef's outfit that was in the kitchen three times but didn't work there. And so this really bizarre story kind of unfolding as the investigation has taken shape here. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office saying that, hey, we don't have the evidence to bring charges in this case, so the matter is being closed. Also, the Waterfront Rescue Mission says thanks to flooding at the Reentry Alliance Pensacola facilities, they have about 60 women and children temporarily in their care. The REAP facilities are expected to be back in operation by next Monday. So in the meantime, they are taking care of their those women and children. And yesterday, the county school board approving a contract for interim superintendent Keith Leonard, who's going to receive a salary of $160,000. Also incentives based on performance evaluation. The contract runs until June 30th of 2024. However, if no permanent replacement is found or if the board simply wants to, they can renew the contract for another term by a majority vote. 520 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines and a look at national headlines before the Fox News update. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac-certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jan Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
This 4th of July, News Radio Pensacola carries the Pensacola Symphony Sparks and Stars from 7:30 to 9 p.m.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon, despite the dark clouds we have for the first day of summer, but we are looking good on the roads. Going to get a quick look before we get to our other headlines. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Through the rest of Wednesday, we'll still keep a fairly high chance of rain too for Thursday and Friday to wrap up the work week. It's about 60% chances for Thursday, 70 on Friday, a little bit less than Wednesday, but still enough to warrant that umbrella. Highs are going to be a little bit cooler because of it, only the mid to upper 80s to finish up the work week. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It is 79 right now in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
So continuing up here with some state headlines, Governor Ron DeSantis poking the bear that is California again. He filmed a short video in San Francisco while on the campaign trail.
We came in here and we saw people defecating on the street. We saw people using heroin. We saw people smoking crack cocaine. And you look around, the city is not vibrant anymore. It's really collapsed because of leftist policies.
So that video posted to his Twitter account, holding back no punches, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Tropical Storm Brett is maintaining its strength and continuing to head towards the Caribbean. According to the latest advisory from the National Weather Center, Brett has winds of 65 miles per hour, and it's located less than 500 miles east of Barbados. The storm is posing no threat to Florida or the U.S. as of today.
Florida Democratic Party filing ethics complaints against members of Governor DeSantis' staff, accusing them of working to line up endorsements for DeSantis' presidential campaign during state budget meetings. In a statement, the party says, quote, the governor was holding the state budget hostage in exchange for political endorsements and donations.
Also, a Florida nonprofit is trying to get the abortion amendment on the 2024 ballot is seeing some momentum. Organizers with the Floridians Protecting Freedom says that their pension is to allow abortions up to 28 weeks of pregnancy, received more than 200,000 signatures this week. This is enough to get the proposal renewed by the state or reviewed by the state. And currently, the state law blocks the procedures after 15 weeks.
National news. The White House says President Biden will not lecture the Prime Minister of India on human rights. Biden is welcoming Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the White House for 2 days of talks. Some Democrats, though, plan to boycott Modi when he gives a speech to Congress tomorrow in protesting alleged human rights abuses in his country.
And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is warning Republicans against forcing a vote to impeach President Biden. CNN says that he's telling party members to vote against the resolution brought forward by Congresswoman Lauren Boebert that happened today. And he argued that Republicans should allow committee investigations into Biden play out, as their jumping to impeachment could threaten the GOP's slim majority.
Attorney General Merrick Garland pushing back against accusations of bias and a sweetheart deal regarding Hunter Biden and his plea agreement. Here's what he had to say.
He would be given full authority to decide the matter as he decided was appropriate. And that's what he's done.
Speaking about the prosecutor at the heart of it, Biden reached a plea deal on Tuesday over his failure to pay federal taxes and his illegal purchase of a handgun, and he will likely avoid prison if he complies with the agreement.
And the former Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online was arraigned in federal court today and pleaded not guilty. Jack Teixeira has been in custody since he was arrested on April 13th. He's facing federal charges for allegedly seeking Pentagon documents on the Discord social media platform.
And a heavy police presence in California outside last night's school board meeting at the Glendale Unified District in California. 2 weeks ago, they met and huge fights broke out, leading to three arrests. And police officers say that many of the people that are showing up to protest are actually not in Glendale.
This absolutely needs to be taught about in school. This is part of the human experience.
And that woman there included in the protest there. The school district, though, says that the curriculum that focuses on LGBTQ plus rights was implemented back in 2019, and it simply just needs to be reviewed each year. So pretty interesting there. But I think one arrest at the meeting last night, but nothing like they had 2 weeks ago. Fox News is followed by Your Money Now, which is brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Search and rescue officials trying to determine the source of noises in the area near the Titanic wreckage, where a submersible disappeared Sunday with five aboard.
They don't know precisely what those noises are, and naval experts are analyzing the data. But meanwhile, underwater robots, ROVs, were moved immediately to respond, to get into the spot where those noises were heard.
Fox's Molly Line, if that vessel is still intact, its oxygen supply will be depleted sometime tomorrow. Beijing is not happy about President Biden referring to Chinese President Xi Jinping as a dictator during a speech to a campaign donors in California, as he discussed Xi's anger over the shootdown of the China spy balloon.
China's foreign ministry is calling Biden's dictator comment irresponsible, extremely absurd, and a political provocation.
Fox's Jillian Turner at the State Department. America is listening to Fox News.